Okay, there we go, everyone. Good morning. Very, very warm welcome to today's daily pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, today is Wednesday, the 24th of April. I hope you're all keeping well. Welcome with us. Unfortunately, I'm still not 100% just yet, but I'm certainly well enough to get through these webinars. But yeah, apologies if I don't sound the greatest today. Okay, so let's start, of course, with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. Yeah, good morning, David. Yeah, unfortunately, it's this cold I've had from the weekend. I really wasn't that well on Monday, and yesterday felt a little bit better, and I seem to have just regressed a little bit. I don't know, but yeah. Thanks very much. Okay, so please see our risk warning currently up on screen. Just in terms of a quick introduction then, all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade, which markets should get our attention, and more importantly, why are we focusing on those particular markets? Then we're talking about our trading strategy in terms of our execution. Where do we get in and where do we get out? And do we have a sort of an approach that fits with our lifestyle, the way that we think about financial markets and with the decisions that we need to make. Risk management, making sure you're controlling your exposure in these markets is very important. Trade management, not to be confused, is an important feature in terms of trying to maximize your returns when you get those opportunities to do so. And trade psychology. There's this important sort of game of cat and mouse at the minute, which is quite interesting, where you have, I suppose, this AI rally sort of mindset ticking away in the background, but the fear and anxiety about, you know, central bank interest rates are really churning things up quite a lot. So I guess the question becomes, which narrative is likely to play out? And as a result, that lends itself to probably a little bit more erratic price action. And will we see the greedy side of these markets, or will we see the fearful side of these markets? That's worth contemplating. So just to let you know, we address these considerations live every day in our live trade room. So we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach. Of course, we don't really want to be chopping and changing the way that we trade. Depending on the market conditions, we're pretty accurate with the levels in terms of where we want to get in and out, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. Okay, so good morning, everyone. Great to have you with us. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news then. So nothing really on Monday. Tuesday, which was yesterday, we had a series of manufacturing and services numbers. There's a bit of a pattern forming in terms of we're seeing upside surprises on the flash services PMI numbers. We're seeing slightly negative on your manufacturing. So the services industries are performing relatively well across the French economy, German economy, the Eurozone as a whole, the UK. And we're still in growth as far as the US is concerned, but not by as much as we were anticipating. A little bit weaker data out of the US as well. So nothing else. I suppose we have this this AI narrative running in the background. So we'll have a look at that. We do intend on sticking with them, Colin. So we'll discuss it in the next session, if that's okay, in a little bit more detail. We'll break them down in terms of what's been happening. Wednesday, which is today, we've had inflation numbers come out for the Australian economy, coming out a little bit above expectations. So we are seeing inflation, you know, continue to be a little bit of a problem, I think is probably the best way to put it. We got durable goods orders today. So nothing of any major concern. Crude oil inventories might be quite an interesting number this week. We got the German IFO business climate numbers through, and you can see that we're pretty much in the lower end of that type of dynamic. So I guess, will there be a bit of an uptick surprise? Will we see, you know, when we get up to the 80 or the 90 level perhaps? We'll certainly have to wait and see. Thank you. So yeah, that's all, you know, there's significant potential there. We're seeing lower highs, kind of lower lows as the direction of travel is pointing lower. So we'll see what sort of number we get out of that. Not likely to be a massive, you know, seeing a very significant move. I suppose we did begin to see the euro begin to strengthen quite significantly, although this is where you want to separate what's happening from what should be happening, perhaps. So seeing a little bit of a bounce off this data is not really the best justification, really. Excuse me. For that rally that we started to see in the euro yesterday. However, it is probably why the euro started to rally. Now, we still have a particular bias which we're looking to try and execute. And yesterday's outsized pullback pretty much across the board, it's likely to present some additional opportunities further down the line. So we'll discuss it. We'll discuss the technicals now in just a second. It's important to note we've got a bank holiday. I think it's pretty much tonight and into tomorrow. We've got a bank holiday in New Zealand, Australia, and Italy as well. So slightly quieter perhaps markets, especially during the Asian session, potentially during the European. And then all eyes will begin to look at the BOJ. So it's going to be fascinating to hear from them, because the markets have pretty much ignored what the BOJ, you know, they've been jawboning these markets saying, you know, we really don't want speculators to be pushing the price of the yen any weaker. And since then, that's all that's happened. The yen has continued to weaken quite considerably. So there'll come a point where the BOJ won't tolerate that anymore, but we don't know really know where that point. We're currently up 155 in the dollar yen. So they made that statement when prices were below 152. So we've increased quite significantly. And how high are we going to go before we're going to get that intervention? We have to wait and see. And then we pretty much close out the week in with our core PCE price index. This is the inflation number that the Fed themselves like to use. And as you can see, we're not really getting that much improvement, and we're expecting 0.3 again. So sticky inflation, I think, is probably the take home. Okay, so that's a little bit of the fundamentals. Let's have a look at the technical charts now and see where those opportunities are. So what we can do is we've got a really strong pullback yesterday, and that's really how we're looking at it. So we do have some important developments with these trades. So we had a strong rally. Now we're getting that pullback. We're anticipating that pullback into the 50 period moving average and these resistance levels up at these levels. And if we get the opportunity to sell, then we'll be looking to do that. For now, we've got this extended pullback off this low, and it looks like the NASDAQ could be heading back to these lows as well. Got a nice little breakout to the downside, and unfortunately just snapped back pretty aggressively. We do anticipate these prices to be much, much lower in the near future. We need to navigate this interest rate dynamic, because what will happen is that interest rate dynamic will come to the fore again, and we'll see these markets panic again. It's like as if they just choose to ignore some of these important elements of these markets for very short periods of time, and then they refocus on them. So strong move. This is your breakout trade. These are your breakout trades in the S&P and the NASDAQ. We rolled over to significant lows, and now we're in the process of pulling back. Similar analysis really for the dollar pairs. Excuse me. Similar analysis for the dollar pairs. So let's go through them. Bit of a messy pullback, isn't it? But we'll be looking for some selling opportunities around these highs. There's no real reason not to. We're still in the pound dollar to the downside. We're looking to stick with that trade if this starts to roll over. We're looking for this candlestick to start turning red. Same situation for the NASDAQ. We're still in the NASDAQ, by the way. We're in this current pullback. So again, we're looking for this candlestick to start turning bearish. So dollar Swiss is close to breaking new highs. This was probably one of the surprising markets over the last couple of weeks, where we anticipated we'd see some significant dollar strength against the Swiss franc, and we just haven't done so. So maybe we will get a nice breakout to the upside there. So let's go for 106.94. Where's my pen? Euro dollar. 106 the night before. We're already in the pound, dollar yen. Really not interested in dollar yen, just purely because of the intervention. The 91, is this the 91.50? Yeah. 91.50, for that's the dollar Swiss. So there's a couple of primed opportunities that we might get further upside in. So we spoke yesterday about the fact that this market was pivoting on the lows. Same discussion really with the rollover to the downside. We haven't really pulled back far enough. We'd like it to pull back a little bit further. So let's see if this will sort of work with us kindly in terms of pulling back into support. That's often what we would expect. So the Aussie dollar, strong pullback, 3-day pullback, and now we're looking to see if we can get some further opportunity to the downside. We can ease ourselves into them, so perhaps we can, if the New Zealand dollar starts to roll over to the downside below the 59.29, that would be a viable opportunity. So a few dollar trades there. The yen market is really worth just monitoring for now. This might present a decent opportunity for us pretty soon, but we'd be looking for the dollar strength trade in line with the BOJ. We don't really want to sort of trade into the unknown, so to speak, because it would be typical to actually start buying the pound yen and the euro yen, and then the BOJ will come in and just clean everybody out. So commodities next. We got a bit of a buy trade. Yesterday we were pretty much up and down for the crude oil. We finished a little bit higher now. It's a bit of a Middle East trade. It really depends on how things are playing out. We do have a potential buy trade above the 83.22. Gold, we really didn't get much follow through yesterday, unfortunately, with gold to the downside. Excuse me, I do apologize, guys. Okay, so gold finding a bit of a floor. Just want to back off a couple of these markets, really, because we're in this sort of pullback phase. We'd prefer to start selling at slightly higher price for the S&P. We can stick with the NASDAQ just in case this rolls over from these levels. The Dow Jones, strong pullback. We could sell at slightly higher prices. So that's the intention. A really sharp rally to the upside in the German. And the Nikkei is pulling back as well. So again, looking to potentially sell at higher prices, especially once this interest rate narrative begins to take hold, and it's not clear that is willing to be the case just yet. So we've got a few interesting trades to kind of focus our attention on. Yesterday we were talking about broadly a mixed market condition. It turned quite risk on. It turned quite sort of positive more broadly. We saw the equity markets rally. We saw the dollar begin to weaken across the board. So they are regarded as just pullback trading opportunities for us. We don't think this interest rate narrative has gone away. In fact, there's a lot of talk now about the Fed actually potentially needing to raise rates rather than cut rates. And that was not in the thinking for quite a long period of time. So let's produce our today's trade plan. So market summary, I think it's still mixed in nature, which means we can have a bit more of a conservative approach with risk management. It's mildly risk on, but we're really looking for that to roll over. So it's really waiting for this risk on trade to kind of slow down, start to unravel, start to unwind, and they will be the time at which we'll be looking to jump on these trades. All right, so yesterday we did want to keep all options open. We didn't really get any opportunity in the direction in which we wanted to trade these markets. We were looking for the dollar to strengthen, be selective. We've got that selective process in play now. Indices weakness. Okay, we've got a bit more clarity, I guess. So euro dollar looking to sell. Below the 106.94. Dollar Swiss. Looking to buy above. So these are the levels and the prices in which we want to get into these markets above the 91.50. Next, we have the New Zealand dollar. Looking to, sell. 59.29. And then last but not least, US crude oil looking to buy above the 83.22. Okay. So look, that's our trade plan for today, guys. We still have a bit of a mixed market dynamic. we do have this sort of mild risk on market condition, which is in the form of a bit of a pullback for these US equities. So we can just exercise a little bit of patience, really, with triggering trades in the indices. They're still a little bit on the bullish side for us, but slowly making progress. Where we can focus our attention on is the euro dollar, looking to sell below the 106.94. The dollar Swiss looking to buy above, the 91.50. The New Zealand dollar looking to sell below the 59.29. And the US oil looking to buy above the 83.22. So, now I'm going to post this into the chat box now for you. Oops, excuse me. And we'll wrap it up there, guys, if that's okay. We'll switch rooms. We'll talk about those open trades now in just a second, Colin. So we'll break it down in a little bit more detail. So that's our trade plan. Just posted it there into the chat box just in case you want to take it away. A little bit more targeted. So let's see how these markets play out, and if we get the opportunity to pull the trigger on these trades specifically, we certainly will do, with a very close eye on the equity story as well, with some important corporate earnings in the pipeline that could be impactful. Great stuff. All right then, guys, on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We still think the hawkish Fed narrative, the sticky inflation narrative, will take hold yet again. That's the side of the fence that we're currently sitting on. So at some point, we are expecting the US indices to roll over to the downside, a stronger dollar. And then we didn't even touch on those US bond yields, which are looking really quite quite bullish. So all of that still at this point can... it fits together really quite nicely. We're just getting these pullback trading opportunities across the board. All right, then, guys, I'll stop talking. Thanks very much for joining us, as always, with Switch Rooms now to our European live trading mentorship room. If you want to join us for that, you're very welcome. And if you are interested in learning how to trade, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on the website, starting from just $59 per calendar month. And I promise you, I'm not always this croaky and things like that. So brighter days ahead, hopefully. Okay, so for more information, just go to the livetraderoom.com, and any questions, feel free to connect with us there if you need. Great stuff. On that note, guys, listen, thanks for joining us as always. We'll see you again next time. Take care. Bye for now.